the judge read this beforehand, or is it supposed to be?
All rise. Scottsdale City Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Blake is now presiding.
Thank you. Please be seated. So we're here in the state of Arizona. This is Gionet, G-I-O-N-E-T, CR 2020-016964. This is a time set for oral argument on two defense motions and TRC. Will the parties please announce for the record?
Seth Peterson, attorney for the city.
And Zach Romley, appearing with Phantom Gionet, who's present to my right, Your Honor.
Okay, do your motions go ahead, please.
Yes, Your Honor. In regards to the motion for deposition, that motion is now moved. We've been able to interview that officer, I believe in large part due to the state's assistance. In regards to the motion to modify, we would still request that the court grant the request to be able to leave the state. As I had mentioned in the motion, and as the court may be aware, I'm not sure, I know that there's a lot of cases before, Your Honor, but in regards to Mr. Gionet, he does have a federal case out of Washington, D.C., in which I'm also retained on. In that case, his release conditions are that he just not enter Washington, D.C. That's the only release condition. He's able to travel throughout the United States. There are no other restrictions in regards to his movement, and so part of his job or his career requires that he travel, and so he does that, or he had done that on a regular basis prior to the case, and that's oftentimes how he makes his income. That's how he makes his living, and so that's a large part why we've asked the court to allow him to be able to travel. Additionally, as I had mentioned in the motion, his grandmother was very sick at the time that I drafted the motion, but she has since passed. Her funeral is I believe this weekend.
Next week, yeah.
Next week. In regards to the overall request for him to travel, it's our desire to make it so that he doesn't have to contact the court for every instance. He has, as the court's aware, posted a bond in this case. We had an earlier setting on that, and he's here today, and I anticipate that he'll be here for any future setting. So we'd ask the court grant that request for him to be able to leave the state.
Well, let me ask you, when you say he travels frequently out of state, what does that mean? Like how many times a month, that sort of thing? Approximately, obviously months would be different.
I think it varies just upon like what's happening. He from my understanding, frequents social events, things that are happening in various cities and things like that. So it just depends on what's going on where, as to where he's traveling and when he's traveling. Is that correct?
Yeah.
But are we talking about once a month, some months never, two or three times a month, that type of thing?
He would like to explain.
Sure.
I'll let him, because I think he'll...
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Your Honor. So, yeah, basically, part of what I do as a citizen journalist and, making video content, I cover sort of trending topics. So there might be a month or two where I don't travel really at all, and then maybe, there's a Trump rally every couple days. I might go to a couple different states in like a week or two span. So it's based off the events, but sometimes it happens very quickly. Something gets announced, I need to fly out, cover the event, and that's how I make my income. So we tried to request dates from the court, and it seemed to take over a month, a very long time, and so that's been difficult. But that's basically how that works.
I've read the state's response where you want to have a hearing every time he leaves.
Or to notify the court, Judge. It's not similar to his federal release conditions,
right,
which provide defendant to notify PSA in advance of all travel outside of Arizona. So I don't think that the state's position was dissimilar to what he's already required to do with respect to his federal case.
But does the federal require him to get an approval?
I believe counsel provided me a copy of his release conditions. Right. It indicates court to approve travel outside of continental U.S., defendant to notify PSA in advance of all travel outside of Arizona.
Right, but your response was that we should decide on a case-by-case basis.
Correct.
That would be a lot.
I'm sorry?
That would be a lot.
Well, depending on how often you plan to travel, part of the state's concern is, and then I guess, and perhaps Mr. Genek can fill me in terms of what exactly his job entails as a citizen journalist, part of the allegations in this case is that the defendant uses recorded confrontations to fill his social media content, and that's part of the allegation in this case. And so if that's part of what he describes as his job, then certainly that might be a concern of interest to the state in terms of his obeying all laws as ordered by the court.
Right. He'd have to obey all laws no matter what.
Right. So beyond that, just I'll go and submit it.
Sure. Okay. I assume then nothing else from the state?
No, sir.
Defense.
And Your Honor, I just wanted to address what you had asked the state, which was whether or not the federal case requires notice every time. It does not. In addition to that, I did want to also mention that he does have a federal probation officer that he has to report to on a regular basis. In fact, he's got to report to her as soon as this hearing is over, and he's got to report to her whenever she asks him to report to her. So he is not free to just disappear or, you know, go freely about his day as if there's nothing happening. So, and I guess my point with that is that there is oversight, and so we feel that it's not necessary for this restriction to be placed on him.
Do you have, by any chance, a copy of his release conditions?
The federal release conditions?
No, state.
Oh, the state.
Ours, I mean, the cities.
I may.
So I'm trying to find it here in the court file, but the court file is extremely voluminous, so it's hard to find.
Yeah, and I believe that the conditions were generated basically from that last hearing that we had,
right.
That contested hearing. So I think that.
Can you see where they have the release conditions?
I'm printing one out right now.
Sure. The previous ones.
This is the one I see so far, unless there's multiple.
No, there's another one.
No, okay.
Okay.
Right,
yeah, I think all we do is put the bond on there. Okay.
I don't have anything that's updated.
Your Honor, that is the only one we have.
Okay, so they didn't have some. Oh yeah, because someone else posted the bond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else from the parties?
No, just nothing.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Okay. Then we'll allow the defendant to leave the state for work, and of course his grandmother's funeral. Bond will remain the same. Was it $3,000?
I believe so. I believe that's correct, Your Honor.
Defendant is not to go to the scene of the alleged crime, which is Gilligan's. At 4251 North Winfield Scott. Defendant is not to consume alcohol or illegal drugs. And of course, the standard conditions apply that he show up in court when summoned, that he not violate any laws. And since he now has a lawyer, maintain contact with the lawyer. Provide current address and phone number to the court and to your attorney, and immediately notify both of any changes. Sir, do you have any questions as to your release conditions?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. That takes care of that. Okay. Now the TRC.
Your Honor, all officers, with the exception of one, have been interviewed. The one that remaining had replied to me that she would be available on June 16th. And so that's the only one that's left. I think after that, there'll be, I've spoken with Mr. Austin in regards to possibly a pretrial resolution. And then I guess once we've kind of hit that point, we'll make a determination if it can be resolved pretrial or not. In regards to scheduling an additional TRC, Your Honor, I am going to be out of the state for a family wedding and a trip. It's going to be from June 16th through July 4th or 5th. No, I think it's the 5th or the 6th. So I would just ask that we set a TRC after July 6th, if possible, Your Honor.
Okay. State?
No position, Judge.
Okay. I will grant defense attorney's motion to continue. Time will be excluded. I'll put don't set between June 16th and July 6th. Set after July 6th.
Thank you, Your Honor. Okay.
Anything additional from the parties?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you all. And then I'll have this release conditions to sign in just a minute.
Okay. Just type right over here.
And the bond's already posted. So even though it says 3,000, it's posted already.
Gotcha.
Council, July 13th at 1:40.
Does that work for you? Yes, that will work.
Perfect.
Could I get that one more time for my records?
July 13th at 1:40.
Okay, thank you.
Try and fill out the bottom portion there. Sign.
Today's the second for sure.
Today.
Just the date and signature.
Yeah, and then there should be like an address field there. You can just
right here. Oh, okay, sure.